Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something really fundamental to how we feel every single day, vitamin B12 deficiency. We've got this really useful local guide for Burnley as our main source material, and we're going to pull out the key insights, you know, what it means, how you spot it, and importantly, what you can actually do about it.
Yeah, think of it as your fast track to understanding this really vital nutrient.
Exactly.
We'll be looking at, you know, the symptoms, the causes behind it, what testing options are out there.
Right, like NHS, private clinics, even at-home tests.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially looking at what's available there in Burnley. And we'll cover, you know, how to get ready for a test, what the results actually mean, treatment, and just the bigger picture of why B12 is so crucial for health.
Okay, so our mission here is pretty simple.
Okay.
Give you a clear, complete picture of B12 deficiency. We want you feeling confident, you know, recognizing potential issues, making smart health choices.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get into it. This Burnley guide, it really emphasizes that B12 deficiency can be quite sneaky. Symptoms often just build up slowly. So what are those first clues we should be looking out for?
Yeah, it's interesting how varied they can be. The guide rightly flags up persistent fatigue is a big one.
That real wiped out feeling.
Exactly. That overwhelming tiredness that just makes, you know, daily tasks feel like climbing a mountain. It really hits your quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And often that comes with a general feeling of weakness too, just like a lack of vitality. But it's the neurological symptoms that can be really telling.
Okay, that sounds potentially more serious.
It can be, yeah. Think about pins and needles, or that numbness maybe in your hands or feet.
Oh.
The Burnley Guide specifically mentions this. It's something that can get missed or maybe blamed on something else. It happens because B12 is just so critical for keeping our nerve cells healthy.
How so?
Well, think of myelin, that protective sheath around nerves. B12 helps make and maintain that, like insulation on a wire.
Got it.
Without enough B12, the signals can kind of misfire, hence the tingling or numbness. And then there's the cognitive side.
Like brain fog.
Yeah, memory problems, trouble concentrating, and the guide even touches on mood, suggesting a possible link to feeling low or depressed.
Wow, so it's definitely way more than just feeling a bit tired. It can really ripple out, affecting you physically and mentally.
Exactly.
And the guide points out these symptoms can creep up subtly. That's why spotting them early is so important for, well, everything, mental health, overall wellness, especially for folks in Burnley and nearby areas.
Precisely. And, you know, catching it early isn't just about feeling better now. It's about stopping potentially serious stuff developing later on.
Okay, so we've got a handle on the symptoms, but why do these B12 levels drop in the first place? The Burnley Guide points to a few main reasons.
Yeah, it lays them out pretty clearly. Often, top of the list is just not getting enough from your diet.
Right.
This is a big one if you're vegetarian or vegan, because the guide notes natural B12 is mostly in animal foods.
Meat, fish, dairy.
Yeah. So for listeners, say, in Burnley who follow those diets, you really need to actively look for fortified foods or maybe think about supplements, because plant foods don't naturally have much active B12.
That makes total sense. If you cut out animal products, you cut out a major source. What else?
Another key cause mentioned is pernicious anemia. This is different. It's about absorption.
How does that work?
Your body struggles to absorb B12 from your gut. Often it's because you're not making enough of something called intrinsic factor in your stomach.
Intrinsic factor.
Yeah. Think of it like a little taxi that carries B12 into your bloodstream. No taxis, the B12 gets left behind, even if you eat plenty.
Ah.
The Burnley Guide stresses that if you have this, regular checks are really vital. And then there are certain medications.
Meds can interfere. Which ones?
The guide specifically flags up proton pump inhibitors. They reduce stomach acid.
Right.
And metformin, which is common for diabetes.
Right.
It's a good reminder, really, for everyone to chat with their doctor about their diet and any meds they're on.
So it could be diet, could be an absorption issue like pernicious anemia, or even medications. It's not always simple.
Definitely not.
Which really brings us back to why catching it early is so crucial. The Burnley Guide hammers this point home.
It really does. Because early detection, as the guide says, can help you sidestep some pretty serious health problems later.
Like what?
We're talking potentially irreversible nerve damage, even heart and blood vessel issues. And it's extra important for those already at higher risk, older people, vegetarians, folks with digestive disorders.
Right.
For communities like in Burnley, where maybe access to all services isn't always super straightforward, just raising awareness about this is huge.
Absolutely. And catching it early often means simpler fixes, right? Like the guide says, maybe just dietary tweaks or supplements.
Exactly. Being proactive safeguards your health, prevents those really debilitating impacts. The guide even suggests things like community education, routine screenings could make a real difference locally.
Makes sense.
Which raises the practical question for listeners. If you're around Burnley and you think, maybe I should get tested, where do you actually go? The guide gives some useful local pointers.
Yes, it does. First up, it mentions using the local NHS services, specifically through Burnley General Teaching Hospital. Sounds like they offer comprehensive testing, good facilities, and professionals who can interpret the results and give advice.
And critically, as the guide highlights, using the NHS means it's accessible without worrying about high costs.
That's a major plus.
Yeah. The guide really positions the hospital as a key local resource. Whether you have symptoms or you're just being proactive, it helps build that health awareness in the community.
Okay, what about other options? The guide mentions private clinics in Burnley, too.
It does. And the potential advantage there, as the guide notes, is often speed. Quicker appointments can be a big draw if you've got a busy schedule.
And a smoother process, maybe?
Often, yeah. A streamlined path from booking to getting your results. And sometimes, the guide mentions, they offer extra services. Broader health checks, that sort of thing, gives you a bigger picture of your overall well-being. So, as the guide suggests, it's a solid choice if you prefer that more personalized approach.
Then there's the convenience factor. The Burnley Guide talks about at-home testing kits becoming more available.
Right. These are designed to be super easy to use. You get a kit, collect a small sample yourself at home.
Finger prick test, usually.
Usually, yes. The guide says they come with everything you need, clear instructions. You collect the sample, pop it in the post to a lab.
That does sound convenient.
It saves time, it's private, and the guide points out it's good for anyone who feels maybe a bit anxious about clinics or hospitals. It really empowers you to take charge.
Okay, so NHS, private or at home, sounds like there are decent options in Burnley. Once you've decided, right, I'm getting tested, what about preparation? Any steps needed? The guide covers this too.
Yeah, really practical stuff. First, fasting. Do you need to fast? The Burnley guide says typically, no, not for a B12 test itself. But, and this is key, always follow what your doctor says. They might advise skipping food for a few hours beforehand, just to be absolutely sure nothing else interferes with the result accuracy.
Right, always check. What about hydration?
Good point. The guide mentions staying well hydrated. Always good advice for any blood draw, makes it easier. Proper prep, as the guide says, means more accurate results.
Makes sense. And what about those medications we mentioned? Does the guide say to stop taking them?
It highlights being aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it flags things like proton pump inhibitors and metformin potentially affecting levels.
So don't just stop taking them yourself.
Definitely not. The crucial thing, stressed in the guide, is to give your doctor a full list of everything you take, prescriptions, over-the-counter stuff, supplements.
Okay.
Then they can give you specific advice on whether you need to pause anything before the test. That open chat is vital for reliable results and getting the right follow-up care.
Got it. And the actual test, what's that like? The guide walks through it.
Yeah, it sounds very straightforward. Quick procedure, just a few minutes.
Standard blood draw.
Pretty much. Sit down, they clean your arm, small needle into a vein, collect a bit of blood in a vial.
Any pain?
The guide mentions maybe a brief sting or pinch when the needle goes in, but it's usually quick and very tolerable. Then they put pressure on, maybe a small bandage.
And then you're done.
Pretty much good to go. Maybe sit for a minute if you feel a bit lightheaded, but then back to your day. Knowing the process, like the guide outlines, can definitely ease any nerves.
Right. So, test done. Then comes the waiting, and then the results. Understanding those numbers is the next big step, isn't it? The Burnley Guide helps decode them.
Absolutely. First, what's considered normal? The guide gives a standard range, typically 200 to 900 picograms per milliliter, or PGML.
So, if you're in that zone, you're generally okay.
Generally, yeah. It suggests sufficient levels, good intake, and absorption. But the guide makes a really smart point. Always look at results alongside your symptoms. Meaning, even if you're technically normal, say low normal, but you're still feeling really symptomatic, it might still warrant looking into further.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
always discuss the numbers with your doctor, get the full picture, especially with the resources available there in Burnley.
Okay, now what about low levels? What does that signal? The guide says below 200 PGML might indicate a deficiency.
Exactly. And that comes with those health risks. We talked about fatigue, weakness, the neurological stuff.
So if it's low, what happens next?
Well, the guide mentions your doctor will likely want to investigate why it's low. Is it diet? Is it an absorption issue like pernicious anemia? They might suggest more tests.
Right. Find the root cause.
Precisely. And taking prompt action is key. The guide stresses working with your provider on a personalized plan. Diet changes, supplements, monitoring, and again, local Burnley facilities can support that.
The guide also touches on those next steps after testing. So low results often mean dietary changes, supplements.
Yeah, those are often the first recommendations. If levels are really quite low, the guide mentions they might suggest higher oral doses or even B12 injections to bring levels up more quickly.
Right.
And regular monitoring, as the guide emphasizes, is absolutely vital. Especially if you're high risk or had low levels before, it lets your doctor track progress, treat treatment. That continuity of care through Burnley services is so valuable.
Okay, what about the flip side? High levels. Can B12 be too high? The guide mentions levels above 900 pg/mL.
Yeah, it's less common to focus on, but important. The guide says significantly elevated levels might, in some cases, point to underlying health issues.
Such as?
Things like liver disease or maybe certain types of leukemia. It's not a diagnosis in itself, but a potential flag.
So more tests needed?
Probably. The guide suggests further diagnostic tests would likely be recommended to figure out the cause. It might warrant more medical evaluation. And again, early detection and follow-up in Burnley can make a big difference.
This really underlines the need for ongoing monitoring sometimes, doesn't it? Not just the one-off test.
Absolutely. The guide stresses this for anyone susceptible or with conditions affecting absorption, like GI disorders. They might need more frequent checks.
Right.
Consistent testing, as the guide says, just allows for timely adjustments, diet, supplements, whatever's needed. And healthcare pros in Burnley can give tailored advice on how often you should test, keeps you informed, helps avoid problems.
Okay, we know about testing, results, monitoring. Let's talk treatment. If you do have a deficiency, what can you do? The Burnley guide starts with diet.
Yeah, often the first step, especially for milder cases or prevention. The guide highlights bringing in those B12-rich foods, meat, fish, dairy, eggs.
Usual suspects.
Pretty much. A balanced diet, including those, is great for Burnley residents. But the guide makes that crucial point again for vegetarians and vegans.
Fortified foods.
Exactly. Fortified cereals, plant milks, nutritional yeast. The guide lists them as good alternatives. Making those informed choices can really help without automatically needing supplements.
But sometimes supplements are needed, or even injections. The guide covers that too.
It does. For more significant deficiencies, over-the-counter oral supplements are common. But if levels are very low, or there are absorption problems, injections are often recommended.
Why injections?
They bypass the digestive system, get B12 straight into your system for faster results. The guide explains they're given into muscle or under the skin. Really important if your gut isn't absorbing B12 properly. And local Burnley clinics can advise on the best route.
And it's not just about the initial fix, is it? The guide really stresses ongoing monitoring.
Yeah, that follow-up is integral. Checking levels, again, sees that the treatment's working.
It allows for adjustments.
Exactly. The guide says it lets you tweak the plan to keep levels healthy long-term. Super important if you have chronic conditions or stick to certain diets. Regular checkups in Burnley provide that peace of mind.
The guide also revisits fortified foods as a strategy. Sounds like a practical approach.
It really is. A great solution if getting enough from natural sources is tough. The guide lists cereals, plant-based dairy, even some meat substitutes being enriched.
Makes it easier for vegetarians and vegans in Burnley, especially.
Definitely. As these products become more available, it simplifies boosting intake without huge dietary shifts. It's a significant point for public health, too.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit. Why is B12 so important overall? What does it actually do? The Burnley guide touches on key roles.
It's a real workhorse nutrient. The guide first highlights neurological function. We mentioned myelin before.
The nerve insulation.
Exactly. B12 is essential for making and maintaining it, ensuring good nerve communication. Deficiencies, as we know, can cause serious neurological issues, something Burnley residents should be aware of.
It's also key for red blood cells, right? The guide mentions oxygen transport.
Crucial. B12 helps produce healthy red blood cells that carry oxygen everywhere. A deficiency can lead to megaloblastic anemia, large, wonky cells that don't carry oxygen well.
Causing fatigue, weakness.
Paleness, too. So adequate B12 is vital. Regular testing in Burnley helps catch anemia early.
And energy. Everyone wants more energy. The guide links B12 to metabolism.
It plays a fundamental role. It helps convert the food we eat, carbs, fats, proteins into usable energy. Low B12 often means feeling tired, sluggish.
Makes sense.
Understanding that link for people in Burnley can be a real motivator to check levels and manage diet.
Lastly, the guide mentions DNA synthesis and repair. Sounds fundamental.
It absolutely is. It supports cell division, keeps our genetic information intact. Deficiency disrupts this, affecting cell growth. Knowing this deeper role can encourage people in Burnley to take B12 seriously.
So, given all these vital functions, who really needs to be thinking about getting tested? The Burnley Guide outlines specific groups.
Yeah, it does a good job flagging who's at higher risk. Top of the list, vegetarians and vegans.
Because of the lack of animal sources?
Precisely. For Burnley residents following these diets, the guide stresses considering regular tests and chatting with their doctor about diet and testing frequency.
Okay. Who else? People with gut issues.
Yes, individuals with gastrointestinal disorders like Crohn's or celiac disease. These conditions can mess with nutrient absorption.
So testing is key for them.
Essential, really. The guide advises consulting providers about diet changes and potential supplementation.
The elderly population is another group mentioned. Why them?
Often a double whammy. Maybe reduced intake plus absorption can decline with age. So the guide says regular testing is critical to catch issues early and prevent complications. Burnley community should definitely promote awareness for older adults.
And it's not just about conditions, but medications too. The guide reminds us about those.
Right. Long-term use of things like proton pump inhibitors or metformin can hinder B12 absorption. So the guide says ongoing monitoring might be needed. People in Burnley on these meds should discuss it with their doctor.
Finally, the guide mentions pregnant and breastfeeding women.
Absolutely crucial time. Adequate B12 is vital for mom's health and baby's development. Low levels raise complication risks, so the guide says regular monitoring is imperative. Burnley healthcare providers can offer guidance here.
Okay, the Burnley guide wraps up with some really useful FAQs. Let's quickly cover a few key ones. First, what is a B12 blood test?
Simply measures the B12 level in your blood. Shows if it's too low, too high, or normal.
How often should you get tested?
The guide suggests maybe every 1-2 years as a general idea, especially if you're in a risk group. But always best to get personalized advice from your doctor.
Is it okay to just start taking B12 supplements without a test?
Probably best to check first. While B12 is generally safe, the guide recommends consulting a provider, especially if you're unsure of your levels. They can advise if you need it and how much.
Best food sources again?
Meat, fish, dairy, eggs are the main natural ones. For others, fortified cereals, plant milks are good options mentioned in the guide.
Key symptoms that should prompt a test.
That persistent fatigue, weakness, numbness or tingling, maybe memory or concentration issues, those are key ones the guide flags.
Any prep needed for the test?
Stay hydrated, and crucially, as the guide says, tell your doctor about all medications and supplements you take.
What do low levels mean?
Suggest deficiency, potentially causing fatigue, weakness, nerve issues, needs looking into, according to the guide.
And high levels.
Could potentially indicate other things like liver issues or certain cancers requiring more evaluation, as the guide notes.
Are B12 injections risky?
Generally very safe.
Yeah.
Maybe some soreness where you get the shot, rare allergic reactions, but the guide suggests they're usually well tolerated.
And can you test at home?
Yes. The guide confirms that home kits are available. Collect your sample, send it to a lab.
Well, this has been a really thorough deep dive into vitamin B12 deficiency, all grounded in that helpful Burnley guide.
Mm-hmm.
It really brings home how important it is to recognize symptoms, understand the causes, know who's at risk, and be aware of the testing and treatment options, particularly those available locally in Burnley.
Absolutely. And when you think about just how much B12 does, you know, neurological health, energy, red blood cells, it really makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, it prompts a question for you, the listener. Considering everything we've talked about today, what steps might you take to ensure you're getting enough B12? And when might checking your levels actually give you some really valuable insight into your own health and well-being? Definitely some food for thought.